My name is Juha Kiukas. I come from Finland, and I have a shipbuilding background, and since 1999 I've been involved with the wastewater treatment plants on ships.
Darrell Jensen with the United States Coast Guard. Myself and Mr. Cezanne are here as just advisors to talk about the federal law.
The nine appointed panel members introduced themselves as they gathered in a conference room at Juneau's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute. It was the beginning of at least 3 years of meetings that will examine technologies that could reduce cruise ship discharge pollutant levels.
I'm Reynaldo Gonzalez. I'm with the consulting company based in Kansas City, Missouri. I do a lot of industrial wastewater.
Lawmakers created the 11-member panel last year as part of a compromise that delayed implementation of strict new wastewater standards. One of the rule's authors, Gershon Cohen, was appointed, then removed after tourism industry complaints that he was too much of an advocate. Department of Environmental Conservation Water Division Director Lynn Kent says her agency is trying to fill that seat and one other.
The law passed by the legislature includes a seat on the panel for a water expert or a non-governmental organization that's interested in water quality. The last panel member is not a designated seat by the legislature, but we are hoping that the Environmental Protection Agency will be able to provide someone to participate with us.
At least one member noticed Cohen's absence. Sitka's Steve Reifenstuhl represents the United Fishermen of Alaska on the panel.
It's going to provide somewhat of a vacuum on an advocate from another perspective that won't be there with a strong voice. Now, maybe they're going to get someone on the panel that will be able to represent that. Certainly, the cruise ship industry has people on the panel that are going to advocate for their side or, their perspective.
And they did. Lincoln Lohr, a Seattle environmental compliance analyst, holds the designated cruise industry seat on the panel. He thinks consideration of pollution control measures should include mixing zones, which dilute wastewater.
To me, it is through the use of mixing that one gets an understanding of what the exposure is for organisms or the risk to people. And that understanding is part of the science. If all we are to do is to look at the technology, then it is an engineering evaluation.
The industry pushed lawmakers last year to allow mixing zones, which would make the new wastewater regulations easier to meet. But the legislature, urged by Cohen and others, instead created the science panel. DEC's Kent says the zones are not an option.
The standard that applies, the policy that applies, is an ultimate goal of the cruise ships meeting the water quality standards at the point of discharge. The water quality standards are designed to protect aquatic life and other uses of the water body. It's a stringent standard for any wastewater treatment system to meet at the end of pipe. So that's the policy decision. This panel was set up as a science advisory panel. They're to look at the technologies that can achieve that standard and the economics associated with it as opposed to the policy decision.
The panel will mostly examine water treatment technologies that could be used on board cruise ships, but members are also interested in onshore treatment options and reworded their charter to include that approach. Sitka Environmental Superintendent Mark Buggins says it wouldn't work in his town since ships anchor some distance from the shore, but he says it could be an option for other port communities.
The municipality would need to, or private treatment works, would need to be geared up and have some equalization capacity and some technical things to get over, but I mean it seems like a feasible thing, yeah.
The nine members at the meeting include a biologist, a shipbuilder, a university researcher, a pollution investigator, and a government regulator. Thomas Weigand is a naval architect with a German cruise ship design and construction company. He says the new wastewater rules could be difficult to meet on board the ships.
Yeah, the goals are very high. Huh? I mean, even now, the Alaska rules are the highest and strictest in the world. Huh? There is a high attention on the cruise ships. Huh? So it is really, really challenging, huh, to get it even more enhanced. But of course, we will look into all options, huh, and try our best, huh, to achieve even higher standards.
The panel will likely tour at least one cruise ship in a municipal treatment plant during its next meeting this spring. It will later meet with wastewater treatment system manufacturers, consider cost factors, and host a technology conference. The panel has meetings scheduled through January of 2013 when its recommendations are due to the legislature. Lawmakers could then ask its members to continue to meet. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.